From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea fired two ballistic missiles Wednesday from its east coast. The first is said to be the North's fifth failure in trying to launch the medium-range Musudan missile, but the second is believed to have traveled some 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. What one analyst told VOA was a partial success. Analyst and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton called the twin launches a direct challenge to U.S. strategic interests.
They also want to send a signal not only to the U.S., but also to China, that they are willing and able to exercise whatever weapons they want to exercise, and they also are fully capable of launching those weapons. And it looks as if they are very much into the idea of creating a nuclear umbrella over North Korea, and they're well on their way to doing so.
The Musudan missile has a reported range of up to 4,000 kilometers, which, if fired successfully, could reach targets in Japan, China, and Guam. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the latest attempts, which violate U.N. Security Council resolutions. The International Criminal Court Tuesday handed down its harshest sentence yet against former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic.
The chamber sentences Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo to a total of 18 years of imprisonment and informs the parties and participants that reparations to victims pursuant to Article 75 of the statute, shall be addressed in due course.
ICC Judge Sylvia Steiner said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which carried out rape, murder, and pillaging of particular cruelty. This is VOA News. Iraq's military pressed its five-week offensive into the western city Fallujah against its Islamic State defenders. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook providing an operational update Tuesday.
About a third of the city has been cleared of ISIL forces, and Iraqi forces continue to advance at a rate of about 5 to 10% of the city per day, being careful to safeguard the lives of civilians and limit property damage to the extent possible.
Another U.S. defense spokesman described the rest of the city as being contested. The Iraqi military said IS fighters have been pushed back in northern and western neighborhoods. Rival sides in the British referendum on whether to leave or remain in the European Union is put to a vote Thursday, clashed in debate late Tuesday in London. Sadiq Khan is the current mayor of London.
The idea smaller countries can negotiate better deals than the European Union is rubbish.
Khan said Britain stands to get better trade deals with China and the U.S. by staying in the EU. Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, is a leading Leave campaign advocate.
I think we've heard an amazing amount of running down of our city and our country. The astonishing thing, I think, is that they underestimate, the Remain side continually underestimate, our ability to do better deals if we're left to do it on our own.
Prime Minister David Cameron has told the Financial Times the outcome of the so-called Brexit referendum will be very close. Jordan said Tuesday that six border guards were killed, 14 wounded, by a suicide bomber who drove a car at a high rate of speed across the Syrian border and slammed into a military post. The Jordanian army declared the border area a military zone and sealed the border against further such attacks. Nigeria's government says it's reached a ceasefire with militants that have taken responsibility for a series of attacks on the country's oil infrastructure. But in a Twitter feed, the Niger Delta Avengers denied the existence of any truce, saying they never remember having any agreement on ceasefire with the government. The group has taken credit for a series of bombings of pipelines and oil facilities that have severely cut Nigeria's daily oil output. U.S. diplomat Tom Shannon is in Caracas to meet with opposition members and government officials, including Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, in a bid to improve strained relations with the country's socialist government. Shannon was expected to press for a release of opponents to the Maduro government, including Leopoldo López. Mr. Maduro faces the prospect of a recall election as the South American country grapples with several economic challenges, including food and medicine shortages, high crime, and inflation. The hour's top story, North Korea fired two ballistic missiles Wednesday from its east coast, one traveling some 400 kilometers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.